For whom did Christ die? When he came, for whom did he give his life? What does he say? What do the scriptures teach is the reason for Christ coming? The death of Jesus Christ on the cross is sufficient to save every man, woman, or child who ever lived. Every single man, woman, or child who ever lived is within the context of the death of Christ on the cross. His death is sufficient to save every single one of them. And the death of Jesus Christ on the cross was for a very specific purpose. That is to seek and to save that which is lost. 1 Timothy 1:15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to what? To save, reconcile, justify, sanctify sinners. So what are the scriptures teaching us? They're teaching us that when Jesus died on the cross, his work was complete. It wasn't partial. He did not die a failure. There is not one man, woman, or child for whom he gave his life. Not one man, woman, or child for whom he gave his life that will be lost. He promises that those whom he has given his life for, he will indeed save. We look at 2 Timothy 2:19. It says, "Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription, 'The Lord knows those who are his.' And everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness." Or 1 John 2:1, "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one." Or Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Now, when you put those passages together, it's telling you without apology that when Jesus gave his life on the cross, he was not just simply winding up the clock of salvation and turning it over to whoever, and then it's all in their hands. He came specifically to seek and to save. Now, what's that word save mean? It means to reconcile, to justify, and to sanctify. Only saved people can claim that. There's no unsaved person can claim he or she is reconciled, justified, or sanctified. So the death of Jesus Christ on the cross was for a very specific purpose. That is to seek and to save that which is lost.